Yeah, what's going on, man? You already know what it is, man. It's your boy A&R for the Streets. Welcome to the A&R for the Streets podcast. You feel me? I appreciate you guys tuning in one more time to the A&R for the Streets podcast, where we discuss everything music, industry, network, business, entertainment, anything you think of. We talk about it on the A&R for the Streets podcast. Today we're gonna talk about a lot of different topics, such as the lack of support for female artists in Canada, especially in Toronto. I really feel like female artists in the city don't get that much love. Besides, you know what I mean? Besides Chroma's out here doing her thing, she getting the clout or whatever it may be. But like the dope female artists don't get the shine, especially the dope rappers. Like, you know what I mean? The rappers don't get as much shine as they deserve. So There's a lack of infrastructure, definitely in the city, especially in Canada. You know what I mean? The artists don't get as much support. Even the male artists don't get as much support. They don't have a lot of opportunities where they can make it out, and make it in the industry. You know, there's not a lot of A&R scouting for artists. There's not a lot of labels out here giving out deals for artists. So artists are pretty much fending for themselves. And being an artist is not cheap. It's really an expensive profession. Especially if you don't have the backing of a major label or backing of somebody that's sponsoring or investing into your music career. It tends to be pretty hard. You know what I mean? And most artists usually give up within the first year of them trying. You know, there's a lot of dope artists, female artists in the city. You know, female rappers, actually. There are a lot of dope artists that could definitely make it in the mainstreams. But as much like myself as a blog that could push the artist, there's only so much we could do for the female artists. It's only so much. Do a write-up, do a couple interviews, do a couple shout-outs, a couple posts. But like, what else? The artists need funding for these videos. They need funding to put out these good quality music. They need funding to keep going, you know what I mean? So, lack of support and funding for artists, the female rappers in the city. That's why female rappers are not making it out in the city, you know what I mean? Because if they're not doing that, they're tapping into the OnlyFans, you feel me? A lot of them are giving up with this rapping shit. So I don't blame them, you know, you feel me? So they got to do what they got to do to eat, even to fund their own projects to even make it out themselves. You know what I mean? It's pretty crazy, though. So I give it to everybody that keep on trying, you know, because this is not easy. That's why sometimes I try not to take any money for promotion from female rappers. I just post it, just show them love. It's really hard out there. It's really hard out there for male rappers as well. I feel like the whole rapping thing is really hard. You feel me? It's like one profession where you put in a lot of money and it's hard for you to even find any return back. That's why I try to tell a lot of artists to really tap in when it comes to like building your own websites, collecting emails, collecting data, and actually like start selling merch and different services. I try to tell a lot of artists to tap in and things like that, but even then, even if they do tap in, they have to be consistent with it to actually provide a lot of value or provide something like a brand that people will want to buy into. You know what I mean? So beyond that, it's not an easy thing as well. So being a rapper, being an artist is one of those things like you just really have to do it. You have to be passionate about it. You know, you have to know that you're going to put in a lot of work within a couple of years and not seeing anything back. It's definitely like a small business for sure. You know what I mean? But yeah. Besides that, I think like if the city start providing more funding for the art, you know what I mean, start tapping in with these female rappers, a lot of them will come out, you know. So shout out to the ones that are doing their thing right now. You feel me? Check them out for sure. Yeah, so besides that, there's a lot of things that's happening in the news, such as Jay-Z selling selling a stick of champagne. Like, this guy's been on a roll just making money left and right. And I was watching an Academics clip the other day, and Academics was saying how Jay-Z build these companies for black people support black people. This is for us, by us, then turn around and sell it to the white man. I never really look into it like that. You know what I mean? But when he said that, it kind of like gave me a different perspective. But like, what else are you supposed to do for the business? You know what I mean? You're supposed to go to the business and sell it and then move on. So I don't blame him for selling the business. You know what I mean? You have to make a profit to the point you have to know when to sell and when to keep it. So he could have sold it to the white man. He could have sold it to the Jewish man or Chinese man. Wherever he's going to buy it is who he's going to sell it to. If a next black man went to buy it, I'm sure he'd probably sell it to the next black man. So I don't blame him for trying to, like, you know, building a business up and selling to the white man. It is what it is. You make his profit and move on to the next business. And that's what I think entrepreneurs should definitely do. Should never really, like, be married to the business. You know, sometimes you just grow a business, build the business up, and sell it. You feel me? Sell it for a profit, then move on to the next project. You know what I mean? So I give it to him for that. Like, just because he sold a stake of title doesn't mean he can't make a next business venture. Just because he sold a champagne, Ace of Spades, he sold 50% of it, doesn't mean he can't come up with a next champagne and invest in next champagne and next invest in next liquor. You know, he could definitely do that. You know what I mean? So I could never take that away from him. You feel me? So shout out to Jay-Z on his work ethic and being the dope boss and entrepreneur that he is. You feel me? So I got to give it to him for that. You know what I mean? And, like, definitely got to give it to Jay-Z. Jay-Z, I look up to Jay-Z. Jay-Z's just tapping. Like, he knows, like, he put out the music, but in the back of his mind, he knew he had a bigger goal than putting out music. You feel me? He started selling the rockware. From the beginning of time, Jay-Z was a entrepreneur, like a self-made type of dude, you know, Rockefeller, you know what I mean? And he started doing Rockerware. So I definitely give it to him for, like, tapping into this whole entrepreneurship from day one. And that's why I'm trying to tell artists, like, if you're going to become an artist, you really have to be a hustler as well. You can't just be an artist. You feel me? If you're not a hustler, then you need to have hustlers in your team. Your manager got to be a hustler. Whoever's around, you got to be able to tap in and put some work out, you know what I mean? And put, like, some products, some whatever around your project so people can support. The earlier you start, the better. Because Jay-Z started Rockwear as soon as he started rapping. You know what I mean? Rockwear was part of his brand. Rockefeller, that's part of his brand. Now he's doing Rock Nation with the hats. Everything you do, you attach some type of merchandise around it, attach some type of products around it. So I feel like artists sometimes tend to rely too much when it comes on to streaming, Spotify and Apple Music and things like that. You really gotta tap into other things such as your products, such as your merch, you know what I mean? You can never forget these things, you know? Like, for sure, that's the only way you're gonna become like a Drake. You're gonna become like The Weeknd. As The Weeknd got the EXO merch. He got all these EXO products he's selling. The Drake got all these dope OVO products he's selling right now. All these endorsements as is a part of. That's the only way you can definitely make it as a successful artist in the industry that I noticed. You know what I mean? You gotta attach yourself to a brand. You know what I mean? And shout out to Drake as well. Drake just dropped a three song album. You feel me? Like, when Drake dropped, like, the whole industry just stopped and just listened. You feel me? I feel bad for whoever drops on the same date as Drake. Like, what are you thinking? Like, which I didn't even get a chance to listen to Tory Lanez yet. I'm about to tap into that. But dude dropped on the same date as Drake. Bro, let me listen to this Drake. Let me repeat that a couple times. When I have time, I'm going to tap into that. Like, for real. But shout out to Drake, though. This guy don't miss. You feel me? It's like all the songs he just hits. Like, this guy's just an unstoppable hit machine for some reason. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he had some dope songs he did with Rick Ross. That song, Lemon Pepper Freestyle with Rick Ross, was a hit. You feel me? Let me play this shit. Let me know what you guys think of it. This shit was a hit for sure. Shout out to Rick Ross. Drake and Rick Ross are like, yo. Drake and Rick Ross need to drop an EP together, drop an album together or something, man. Like, because they don't miss. Bars after bars. Godfather with a gun full of snakes. Hey. Car Porsche trying to give away a wraith. Bricks ball trying to turn them into bass. Big boy, I'm trying by the Braves. Courtroom selling like I'm. I ain't even playing this whole thing because this whole shit is like 6 minutes long. He went in. Drake was freestyling his ass off on this shit. You feel me? And you also got a song with Lil Baby. That song with Lil Baby goes crazy. That's the street anthem right there. You feel me? Like, for real, I love when Drake get on that trap street shit, cause that's the shit that ring in the club, you heard? Hey, the beat is just crazy on this song too. Hey.
Out of comments, leave me out of nonsense, speaking out of context, people need some content, niggas trying to keep up, shit is not a contest, whipping bands concept, heaven sent, God sent, at least it's what my mom says, proof is in the progress, money's not an object, busy than a motherfucker, you know how my job get, barking up the wrong tree, you know how the dogs get, haven't fallen off yet, come with a classic, they come around years later and say it's a sleeper, the earrings are real, the petty is real, might charge my ex for a feature, deposit the money to Brenda Leticia, Alinda Felicia, she came for me twice, I didn't need enough for her once, you know I'm a pleaser, 42 millimeter, was made in Geneva, yeah, I probably should go to Yeshiva, we went to Ibiza, yeah, I probably should go link with Yeezy, I need me some Jesus, but soon as I started confessing my sins, he wouldn't believe us.
Sins, I got sins on my mind, and some M's, got a lot.
Let me get to Lil Baby part.
I need keep it. I can't respond, we just go at your people. If I left some rats on the bed, you can keep it. This shit getting deeper and deeper. I dig in my shit.
Yo, Lil Baby don't miss. Shout out to Lil Baby, man. That young boy don't miss. That nigga goes in. I feel like Lil Baby's just like a next upcoming superstar beyond Drake. You feel me? I feel like definitely beyond Future. I'm not gonna say beyond Drake. Beyond Future for sure. Cause I feel like there's Drake, there's the Future, and there's Lil Baby on the come up. Kendrick Lamar is sleeping right now. Like, you need to come out with some new songs. Like, where this guy's at? Like, you need to tap in. Like, people are waiting for music. You know, Drake hasn't stopped. He released his Care Package 2019, Dark Lane demo tapes in 2020. Now he just gave us a Scary Hours three demo tape. You know what I mean? So he's doing his thing. Like, for real. But his main single that he dropped was What's Next. What next? He shut the video in Toronto. That's crazy.
Yo.
Hey.
I'm making a change today. The liquor been taking the pain away. I heard you was giving your chain away. That's kind of like giving your fame away. What's wrong with you? I sit in a box where the owners do. A boss is a role that I've grown into. I love you to death, but I told you the truth. I can't just be with you. I'm only you. Yeah, I got one Virgil, got one in that dance. The home got one Lloyd.
Yeah, he dropped this and then he shot the whole video in Toronto. The video came out looking crazy. Yo, this young nigga, the nigga, yo, he just doesn't miss. So shout out to Drake on this drop. Like, we really needed some new music, especially from the city. You feel me? Like, the city been going crazy right now, especially in the hip-hop scene. Top 5 got locked up. YG got locked up. You know what I mean? Just watching from far, just watching these young niggas getting locked up, getting himself in some sticky situation when he got a dope career. I just feel like sometimes it's discouraging, you know what I mean? Especially trying to keep an image in the public eye. You feel me? You have to find money. Just like, there's so much pressure on these guys. I feel like they put the much pressure on themselves. You feel me? Sometimes you could just live a normal life. You don't have to live the life where you have the AP watch. You have to have all these other name brand stuff that costs a lot of money for you to maintain that image. You feel me? Sometimes you just then you end up doing all kinds of licks, hitting up all kinds of licks, just trying to keep up that image and make that type of money. Because when you can make all that money off your streams, off your merch, of building like some, you know what I mean, some loyal fan base. You know what I mean? It's just like, I feel like these young guys, like, really need a lot of guidance in their squad, in their team, their managers. People we need to really tap in to really like help them out. So, you know what I mean? I hope these guys learn their lessons, whatever they're going through right now. They're able to kind of like deal with it and come out stronger. You're the only one that's going to go through this shit. When you locked up or whatever it may be, your gang of friends or the fans could be saying, free this guy. But you by yourself. When you're in these cells, you by yourself. These cold cells, them shits be cold as hell, metal bed and shit. Like, my nigga, you be by yourself out here contemplating death, suicidal, depression. You dealing about all that shit by yourself. So I hope these young boys understand, like, they be by themselves when they go to these cycles, and nobody really there to help you. So they really gotta tap in and hopefully, like, figure their life out and come out for the best. You feel me? Cause, like, ain't nobody really gonna, like, make sure you good. You feel me? Your mom is the only one that's gonna be checking up on you all the time. But even after a while, your mom get tired as hell coming to these jail cells and checking up on you, man. Sometimes these young boys really gotta straighten up their life. I think they could be gangster, but my nigga, like, be gangster and get money. Don't be gangster and be loud, you know? It's the loud gangsters that get in trouble. You feel me? The silent niggas, they do the dirt, ain't nobody be knowing. They get that money and keep it moving. You feel me? That's how you gotta move. Like, for real, get money and hold it down. That's a fact. But yeah, man, free those guys, hopefully they learn their lessons. And RIP to anyone that lost their life to gun violence, because the city been on a roll, like, lately, especially with these gun violence and shit like that. Hopefully they're able to kind of, like, calm that shit down. You know what I mean? When things open back up, because, like, COVID been going crazy right now, man. COVID is just, like, holding everything back. Like, holding the money back, holding ways for us to communicate and network and things like that. But we've been able to just network to Zoom. So shout out to Zoom, been holding down a lot of people, man. Like, for real. Zoom been holding people down when it comes to these networks, when it comes to these meetings, to these events and stuff like that. But I'm sure a lot of you guys are tired of this COVID, this lockdowns and things like that, which I am myself, really tired of it. Tired of this lockdown, you know what I mean? Hopefully we'll be able to come out this lockdown stronger, where everybody wants to come outside and get things done, link up and do some events and stuff like that. You know? But I'm not sure if I'm ready to take this vaccine, you know, like, for real. You know, I know they got this vaccine ready for everybody to take them. Probably just gonna wait a little bit and not take this vaccine, wait till everybody else take that shit to see how the shit goes, because, like, really, truly, I think my immune system is pretty dope. Like, for real. I don't think I need this vaccine. But, like, if it comes to it where I have to take it to travel and do things like that, and then I might have to, you know what I mean? Because that's one thing I really miss before COVID is traveling, you know? Traveling was my thing. Just going to different countries, different cities. That was just my thing. That's the only thing if I have to take the vaccine, then I'll have to do what I got to do, you know what I mean? But besides that, man, it's a lot of things in the news right now. You feel me? So Tekashi been going stupid crazy on the gram right now, dissing King Von. I think this guy's wilding. Like, I don't know what's wrong with this young nigga, man, but this nigga need a seat somewhere. Like, it's going to catch up to him. You can't be out here dissing everybody like that. Then you just beefing with the whole industry. Like, it'll make no sense. How you beefing with the niggas from the West, from the East Coast? Beefing with niggas in New York, niggas in LA, niggas in Houston, Chicago. Like, bro, you beefing with everybody. Where the hell are you gonna go to hide? It's just crazy. Where you gonna go for vacation? Like, for real. Like, that security money gonna end one day. You know what I mean? It's just like, even then, security or not, like, vacation or not, where are you gonna go out to eat? Can't even go to a restaurant in peace. Like, it's just wild. And, bro, you really gotta, like, tap in and just, like... I know you get all the clout online and stuff like that and people checking in for you, but, like, when does talking shit stop? And that's one thing I realized when it comes to these blogs. They be posting all these things, all these beef, all these gang violence and shit like that. When does this shit stop? Like, my nigga, like, like, you can't keep posting this guy's beefing with this and this person in this song. When does it stop? Like, I didn't even know. People don't even be knowing who these guys beefing with, who they're dissing with until these blog pages post them shits, like, for real. It's just more instigation. They instigating these things, and this thing adding fuel to the fire. And next minute, somebody gets shot over some bars on the song or whatever it may be. Like, it's just like, when does it stop, my nigga? I know this should get the views and the likes, but, like, this shit always get, this shit always, see, I also get niggas' head knocked off, you know? Does the views is worth getting your head knocked off? I don't think so. You feel me? So it's like, shit gotta stop one somewhere, cause, like, the internet is pretty much real life now. You feel me? Everybody pretty much live on the internet, especially throughout this whole COVID shit. Everybody's online. Nobody's really outside. People checking the internet. If somebody sees some shit that's on the internet, obviously they're gonna get offended and go crazy. To me, that's why I don't go back and forth with niggas, man. If niggas diss me or whatever, instead of me going back and forth with dissing niggas, I just block the ass, man. I don't got the energy to be going back and forth with niggas dissing on the internet. What's the point of that? You feel me? It's like, why am I giving him my energy? Why am I giving him my energy and giving the energy knowing that he hurts me, knowing that like I'm able to go back and forth with him? Why do I have to do that? There's no money in that. There's no money in going back and forth with somebody in the internet. If there was money in that, then definitely I'd be the most internet gangster ever. If I was getting paid off that shit. You feel me? Why am I getting paid? What the fuck? What am I doing that? I'm not doing that, man. That's crazy, man. That's crazy. But besides, I mean, a lot of these young niggas need to tap in and hold it down and get to the bread and do it for their family. Trying to get a real estate. Trying to tap in, get on real estate and figure out the business, register the business and start collecting some real money off their music, like for real. Like really truly this whole beef violence and gang violence, it just be like crazy and it's just stopping a lot of artists from being successful in the city, especially in this country. You know, that's why Drake's making all the money. Nav, Tory Lanez, all these guys is just eating everything. You feel me? So shout out to Pressa as well. Pressa just dropped an album, so make sure you guys check that out. You know, like Toronto's on the come up, man. Canada in general is on the come up, man. So I wish the best for the city. I wish the best for everybody, man. Like for real, man. I really appreciate you guys tapping in into the A&R for the Streets podcast. Thank you very much for listening to me talk my shit. You know what I mean? Next week, we're going to have a few guests on the show, so make sure you guys tune in back in again. I really appreciate you guys. Make sure you follow us on Instagram. Follow us on follow our Spotify playlist. Follow our Twitter. Follow everything, man. Tap in with what we got going on YouTube as well. I really appreciate you guys. Thank you very much for tuning in to the A&R for the Streets podcast. You already know what it is.